This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk about some of the great issues that we're going to hear about, no doubt, at the Republican debate tonight. It's a debate that begins at 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific time. And taking place in Milwaukee with 8 participants. Will they be talking about the crisis in higher education? What is the crisis in higher education? It is a gigantic waste of time and money. That, at least according to one experienced academic and distinguished academic, who Professor Brian Kaplan, who teaches economics at George Mason University in Virginia. He's the author of a book called The Case Against Education, Why the Education System is a Waste of Time and Money. It was published, ironically, by Princeton University Press. And I believe, Professor Kaplan, you're a Princeton alumnus as well, aren't you?
That is correct.
A waste of time and money is a brutal statement. It's one of the reasons that your book, which came out in 2018, got so much attention. I mean, here you are, somebody at a very distinguished educational institution, graduate of a very distinguished educational institution. What is most wasteful about our education system in terms of draining time and money that doesn't pay off?
What's most wasteful is that most people in school study stuff they will never use after graduation, and yet because employers use it as a tool of credentialing, you still really do need to get that education in order to stand a chance to get most good jobs. What really makes it wasteful is the way the taxpayers just throw a pile of money at it. I mean, really what we get with this system is what people call credential inflation, where the more education people have, the more you need in order to get the same job that your parents or grandparents were able to get with a lot less.
And what you're talking about is even jobs that have no connection at all with a college education. Give an example of the kind of job that requires today that you have a college degree in order to compete for it, where a college degree may not be necessary at all.
Well, so secretary is a pretty obvious one. Used to be you get that right out of high school. Now it's totally standard for secretaries to have bachelor's degrees. And you say, like, is it really harder to become a secretary than in the past? You can find differences, but if you're really honest, you'll generally say, well, there's some ways in which the job is harder than it used to be. You have to learn computers. A bunch of ways in which it's easier, like you don't need to learn shorthand anymore. And on balance, it really does seem like we're just in this rat race where the more education the generation has, the more you need in order to not have your job application get thrown in the trash.
You have some startling numbers in your book. The book, by the way, is linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com, The Case Against Education, about how much a typical four-year college degree will cost an individual or that person's family today. What are we looking at for a typical bachelor's degree from a reputable education institution that is not, say, Trump University?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, what I really say in the book is that most people do not pay that much for college out of their own pockets because taxpayers are picking up so much of the bill. Most people don't pay anything close to list price. Definitely at private schools, most people are not paying list price, but even at public schools, it's very standard to give all kinds of discounts. But the key question is, where are those discounts coming from? Who's actually picking up the bill? What we've seen since COVID is that even all the students that took out loans have basically not made a single payment in what is getting close to 4 years now. It's a crazy system where taxpayers pick up the bill and people go to school to study subjects that have nothing to do with the job they're going to get. But if you say, well, why don't I just try skipping this whole wasteful process, the problem is it's hard to get your foot in the door.
What you're talking about is obviously in the STEM fields, in science, technology, and engineering, and mathematics, those backgrounds and those majors really do credential you for the job market. But gender studies, maybe a little less so?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a huge difference in how good of a stamp on your forehead you get based upon your major. So, yeah, gender studies is not a very good stamp. Math is a way better stamp. I mean, what's striking is that even people that are doing what we think of as the hardcore subjects like math, very few of them actually become mathematicians when they finish. You know, very typical job for a math major who is to go to Wall Street and then suddenly discover stocks and bonds. And like, well, if you can get a math degree, I think you can learn how to do this job. There are virtually no, in fact, I will say I don't know of any major that is so ridiculous that on average people who get it don't wind up making more money than they would have gotten if they'd only done high school. But sure, there is a huge range, and yeah, the ones that you think of as being high paid generally are. So the highest paid majors are electrical engineering, computer science, mechanical engineering, finance. Economics comes up not that much far below that. As an economics professor, I'm always telling my students, economics is the highest paid of all the easy majors. They get annoyed, like, easy. I'm like, look, this is not computer science. All right? You're not getting vitamin D deficiency here.
Okay. In terms of investing federal money and more federal money, which seems to be the direction of the Biden administration, in forgiving student loans, what's essentially wrong and unfair about that priority for federal expenditure?
I mean, the main thing is the more you subsidize it, the more people get. If you're under the illusion that people are getting all kinds of useful job skills for the economy of the future in school, this might not seem like a waste. I assure you that's hardly anything what's going on. Most of what's happening is that people are just going through the motions, studying subjects that are relevant to the real world, and all of this money encourages people to do more and more. So, you know, most undergraduates that I talk to feel like they've got to go and get an additional degree. The undergraduate degree isn't going to be enough to actually get the job that they want. So we are in this terrible rat race. In terms of the unfairness of it, yeah, well, people go and they get a great subsidized loan on highly favorable terms, subsidized by taxpayers, and then COVID comes along and it's like, oh, I guess we don't have to pay this back ever. And we are still waiting for payments to resume. It's a crazy system and a crazy response. It's like, well, because there's a pandemic, you don't have to repay debts. Like, they've already got one where they're going and funneling a pile of money to anyone who's financially suffering from COVID. And then on top of it, they also say you don't have to pay back your loans. Crazy.
And this only applies to people who are a minority of the American public who are lucky enough to pursue a four-year college degree. Most people don't, and those people who don't and don't have any of these benefits are actually being called upon to subsidize what's happening for that American minority. The book is entitled The Case Against Education. You have a prior book that I also had missed, and I want to catch up with it, and I hope we can have you back,
Brian,
on your other book, The Myth of the Rational Voter, Why Democracies Choose Bad Policies. Maybe you could also extend that to why democracies sometimes choose bad candidates. We appreciate your joining us on the show. Brian Kaplan of George Mason University, his book, The Case Against Education, Why the Education System is a Waste of Time and Money. Coming up, we're going to be going live at one point to the site of the Milwaukee debate, where they probably won't expose any of these educational truths tonight. And also talk about an unbelievably wasteful program involving the Washington Ferry System with the Washington Policy Center. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
They just broke the news that the Russian transport agency said, yes, Yevgeny Prigozhin was on board the plane that crashed. They are not reporting what is widely speculated, that the plane was actually shot down. The Russian Federal Air Transport Agency has confirmed that the Wagner Group boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin, was on board a plane that crashed in the Tver region earlier today. General Barry McCaffrey, four-star general who's been a frequent guest on our show, spoke about what we should expect in the next few days regarding the Putin regime and the impact of the death of Prigozhin. This clip from MSNBC.
Does Putin retain the loyalty of those commanding security forces and interior control, the National Guard, the FSB, the GRU, the Interior Ministry, the police on the streets in Moscow, never mind the armed forces? And I think it's likely that Putin has already solidified his control of those institutions. He knows he's safe. But that's a primary concern. I think the second thing we ought to understand is Ukrainians are extremely good at intelligence. They've got Russian speakers throughout Russia proper and are running pretty good collection systems. And then finally, we should never underestimate the ability of NSA in particular and the CIA to understand what's going on. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow is diminished in manpower strength, ability to collect, but the agency and the electronic overhead systems are going to follow very closely what's going on, who's moving. But I think Putin's got this one, so probably pretty well done. Now we got to worry, who's next as a threat to Putin, and is he worse than Putin himself?
And that is an open question that may come up tonight. There are several of the candidates for president of the United States, and not all on one side. I mean, there's a Democratic candidate for president who has said very positive things about Vladimir Putin. That would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to the disgrace of his father, who was a strong anti-communist, actually. Meanwhile, there is also concerning U.S. intelligence and the way that it is necessary and important, as General McCaffrey just alluded to, gathering information for what's going on in Russia. It's important that America have that information. And it's also important that people have a truthful idea about what's happened in the past. And this goes to one of the biggest problems that Vivek Ramaswamy has encountered yet with his campaign, which is an interview he did with The Atlantic where he claimed that he did not believe that we knew the full truth about 9/11. And where he indicated in his interview with The Atlantic that he thought it might well have been a, quote, inside job. There are lots and lots of 9/11 deniers and truthers, as they became known, who would agree with him. Here is a part of the audio, which is just released. It was released today, that gives fuller context for what Vivek Ramaswamy thought about September 11th. Listen, this is clip one.
What is the truth about January 6th?
I don't know, but we can handle it. Whatever it is, we can handle it.
But what
government agents, how many government agents were in the field? Right?
You mean like entrapment?
Yeah. Absolutely. Why can the government not be transparent about something that we're using? Terrorists, or the kind of tactics used by terrorists, if we find that there are hundreds of our own in the ranks of the day that they were, I mean, look,
well, there's a difference between entrapment and a difference between a law enforcement agent identifying.
I think it is legitimate to say how many police, how many federal agents were on the plane that hit the Twin Towers? Like, I think we want it. Maybe the answer is zero. Probably a zero, for all I know, right? I have no reason to think it was anything other than zero. But if we're doing a comprehensive assessment of what happened on 9/11, we have a 9/11 commission, absolutely that should be an answer the public knows the answer to.
Okay, and of course the answer is zero. There's actually a strong response by another candidate for president, and probably not one of the leading candidates like Ramaswamy is, but Will Hurd, who is a former CIA agent himself and was a three-term Republican congressman from Texas, strong conservative, and he had a response toward Mr. Ramaswamy here. This is clip two.
What would you say to him about those comments if you were on stage with him tomorrow night?
I would say, Vivek, here's the truth. 9/11 happened, and it killed 3,000 Americans on that day. And anybody who is running for president of the United States should recognize that and defend our nation against potential attacks like that. And using this issue as a way to try to get clicks is just completely unacceptable.
And I think that Will Hurd is correct. He did not make it to the debate. He will not be on the debate stage. But as to the people who will be on the debate stage, Van Jones had a prediction about how memorable this debate is going to be. This is clip four.
Van, do you think it was smart for the former president to skip this?
Sure, because he's going to counter-program it with his little Tucker Carlson video. He's going to get himself arrested the next day and be a big martyr and a crybaby. And just, you know, we'll talk about the debate for probably 15 seconds before he goes and, you know, steals the show again. So right now he's, you know, 40-some points ahead. These other people, frankly, the sort of not-so-great eight, are just basically shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic of their own campaigns, figuring out who's going to be a cabinet member or VP as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I think that's an unfair comment, and it is unfair with so much time and so much that can happen. There's so much that can happen regarding President Trump's legal standing and the way he handles all these four indictments against him. The other thing that people are not talking about, and it's a very, very important aspect of this particular election, when you have two leading candidates, one of whom is 77 right now, one of whom is 80 years old right now, the actual actuarial tables indicate that it is not outrageous to assume that one or both of these gentlemen, both President Trump and President Biden, will be subject to some kind of health event. And God forbid, no one's talking about something fatal. But could it be relevant to their eligibility for a new presidency? And how about some new ferries in Washington State? We'll talk about the Washington Policy Center and the ferry scam coming up.
Michael Medved Show. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. Video online seems to show the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Pittsburgh police are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside opened fire.
Right, I think we just sent up a couple more drones. Not the first time the suspect did shoot at earlier previous drones, right? So right now it's an active gunfire situation right now.
More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this upcoming holiday weekend is up 4%, and international travel spiked 44% compared to last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the state of Washington has many distinctions. One of them is the largest ferry system in the United States. And everybody who's lived up here for any period of time at all loves the ferries, appreciates the ferries, uses the ferries. They are one of the great joys of living in the Pacific Northwest. But the fleet has been aging, and virtually nothing has been done to replace the aging ferries that have caused all kinds of problems with some new boats. And there was a big front page story in Seattle Times about that under the heading, "As Washington's Ferry Fleet Ages, Why Aren't We Building New Boats?" And there's a very much more direct and I think persuasive answer that is provided by the Washington Policy Center. Charles Prestrud is the director of the Coles Transportation Center at Washington Policy Center, and he brings more than 30 years of transportation experience to the position, including serving as WashDOT's planning manager for King and Snohomish counties, and earlier in his career as planning manager for a transit agency. Charles, what is the problem? I mean, just a couple of years ago, Jay Inslee was extraordinarily exultant over all of the new, more environmentally efficient ferries that we would be getting. Why has that not worked out?
That's a good question. The ferry system actually had a contract with Vigor Industries, which is the big shipyard on Harbor Island, to build up to 5 more ferries of the Olympic class. Those are the newest ferries in the fleet. But in 2018, Governor Inslee issued an executive order which directed the ferry system to accelerate their transition to a zero-emissions fleet. And that meant making the ferries electrically powered in some fashion. And it turns out that that's not as easy to do as they hoped.
This is electrically powered as opposed to some kind of internal combustion motors.
Yeah, the existing fleet is powered by big diesel engines. And what the ferry system ended up proposing was what they called a hybrid electric, where it has large banks of batteries. It also has kind of a backup diesel generator. But the ferries would be charged each time they pull into the slip. But this makes the ferry very heavy and very complicated and expensive to build. And the ferry system was unable to reach agreement with Vigor Shipyards on a contract to build these hybrid electric boats. So later this year, they're planning on issuing a new request for proposals in hopes that a shipyard somewhere around the country will take them up on it. But, you know, a lot of years have gone by here. Had they gone forward with conventionally powered ferries in 2018, several of them would already have been delivered and added to the fleet. But as it is, we're still years away from getting new ferries.
Now, I didn't know this until reading your material, but some of those ferries that we all cherish so much are like 50 years old?
Yes. In fact, there's one that's 60 years old. That's the Tillicum that usually operates up in the San Juans. And then the first super ferries were delivered in the late 1960s. So they're definitely approaching or past their retirement age.
Uh-huh. Is this, I'm thinking of the age of Biden, this is, the ferries have a longer life expectancy than they were intended to have?
Well, for planning purposes, the ferry system used to think in terms of 50 or 60 years of service out of a ferry. But that's much, much longer than the industry standard. In the European Union, for instance, when ferries get to be 30 or 35 years old, they have to be retired. And so the Washington State Ferry System is facing a serious problem here where a large part of its fleet is due for retirement. And by the way, in 2019, the ferry system adopted a long-range plan. It was a document that I worked on, and it called for 7 new ferries to be delivered by 2028. Which would have gone a long ways towards replacing the elderly ferries that tend to break down a lot. But as it stands today, the ferry system will be lucky to get maybe 1 or 2 new ferries by 2028, and that's if they're lucky. So they're going to have to work pretty hard in order just to keep the existing old creaky ferries running for another 3, 4, 5 years.
What's the downside of old, creaky ferries?
Well, some of them have a certain charm, and I say that as a person who's ridden ferries for almost my whole life. But they do break down a lot. I mean, these are vessels that are in service year-round in difficult conditions. They run long hours. It's not like a boat you can just keep in your garage for 9 months and then take it out on summer weekends. So there are a lot of mechanical systems and electrical systems that after 30, 40 years are simply worn out and need to be replaced.
And in terms of Jay Inslee, of course, trying to have these higher-tech hybrid electric ferry systems, would that really make that large an environmental difference for people who wait in the ferry lines on the weekends?
Probably not. I mean, on the one hand, they're right that the ferries do burn a lot of diesel fuel. But as a percentage of all the diesel fuel that is consumed in the state, it's a tiny fraction of 1%. So you look at it that way, it isn't going to save the planet. The change in greenhouse gas emissions in the Puget Sound region will be changed only very slightly. It's a commendable goal to have the ferry system and our transportation system in general be as clean and as emit as few emissions as possible. But it does come at a high price, especially for things like the ferry system.
Well, and that right now on weekends, the ferry lines, I understand, are usually extraordinarily long, sometimes 2 to 3 hour waits to get on board a ferry. Would getting some new, more up-to-date craft make a difference in that kind of ordeal for the citizens of the state?
In just the last few years, the main reason that the lines at the ferry terminals have been so long, and 2 or 3 hours, especially for Edmonds Kingston and Mukilteo Clinton, sometimes up in the San Juans, that is not unusual. But the primary reason for it is that the ferry system doesn't have enough crew for the ferries that it does have. And so you end up with service reductions on these routes until they can find more crew. The new ferries they're proposing to get hopefully will be more reliable, so you wouldn't have the problem of long lines because the ferry's broken down. But they're not any bigger and not any faster.
Well, these are all challenges that you can find out about. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner that says, "Don't Stay on the Sidelines." It's about Washington Policy Center improving lives through free market solutions. Charles Prestrud, thank you for your time and your perspective. We'll be right back with further perspective on the upcoming debates on the MedVed Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694. 1-800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, they are going through the walkthrough, trying to introduce all of the eight candidates who are going to be part of the debate tonight. And again, this will be very different from the much broader range of candidates. They had 17 candidates who participated in debates last time this happened for the Republican Party, which was 2016. And remember, they had the candidates who were doing best in the polls, and maybe as many as 10 of them, and then they had seven others who were the junior varsity. This time, the way it's described in Hotline reporting, eight candidates will clash tonight in the first GOP primary debate in Milwaukee. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy will have center stage, and they will be flanked by the six other candidates, three on one side, three on the other side. Former President Trump is skipping the main stage tonight, citing his massive lead in the polls. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson will air a pre-taped interview with Trump sometime today on Twitter, as a form of counter-programming. The debate starts at 9 p.m. on Fox News. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And is hosted by Brett Baer and Martha McCallum of Fox News. Going into the debate, where each candidate stands according to the 538 average of GOP primary polls, Trump, 52%, DeSantis, 14.5%, Ramaswamy, 8.9%, former Vice President Mike Pence, 4.2%, then Senator Tim Scott, 3.5%, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, 3.4%. The New Jersey Governor Chris Christie just behind that, and running behind that at less than 1%. Both former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and the current Governor of North Dakota, Dave Burgum, who may not make it to the debate because of a basketball injury last night. Van Jones, commentator on CNN, was asked who had the most to prove and the most to lose at tonight's confrontation. Here's his answer, clip three.
Well, everybody's going to show up with a bag full of zingers and one-liners hoping they can get them off there. But when the big lights hit you and people start punching you in the head, sometimes those plans go out the window. I think that's a Mike Tyson quote. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. And he's going to get punched a bunch. Chris Christie is no joke. He knows how to throw a punch. And Vivek being right next to him, it's amazing. You got somebody who was a nobody 6 months ago sitting right next to Ron DeSantis. I think he's gonna have to show himself. And I think he's got more to lose than anybody else. He's got this kind of reputation that they're calling him Robot Ron, all this sort of stuff. If he goes to anything too standard or too programmed, he's going to get beat up for that. So you're going to have to... Ron DeSantis has the most to prove and the most to lose tomorrow night.
And somebody else who feels that he's lost already and been mistreated was Larry Elder, who's a friend of this show and a talk show host and was a candidate for governor of California in that recall election. And he is not included in this group of presidential contenders because he didn't qualify by getting enough financial donors. You needed 40,000 different financial donors to qualify for these debates. And Larry Elder is serious about suing both the RNC and Fox News. Fox News hardly needs new lawsuits after they just pay the $785 million. Yes, that's not an exaggeration. $785 million they paid to Dominion Software for defamation. But now the Larry Elder suit. This is clip 10.
If by 2 o'clock I am not determined to be up on that stage, we're going to file this complaint with the FEC that could cause the RNC to incur a fine of $100 million. And by the way, could also cause Fox News to incur a $100 million fine because they would be making an in-kind contribution to these eight people to the detriment of Larry Elder. So they have until 2 o'clock in order to respond to our threat to file a complaint with the FEC. We're in consultations with the general counsel, with Fox News, with the general counsel, with the RNC. We're in discussions with Ronna McDaniel and with the debate czar, David Bossy. We're hoping cooler heads will prevail, so I don't need to resort to this. We also still have in the back pocket the possibility of filing a lawsuit. But I don't believe it's going to get to that. I believe that cooler heads will prevail, as I mentioned earlier. I just believe the fix is in for Ron DeSantis. I believe the RNC does not want Trump to be the nominee, does not want anybody to take any fire from Ron DeSantis. I could be wrong about that. I also believe that they're afraid of Larry Elder. Why? Because Elder's talking about things the others are afraid to talk about for fear they'll be called racist. Nothing scares an establishment Republican more than a left-wing person calling him or her a racist. They run like scald kittens.
The idea that Larry's lawsuit is going to get him a place on the podium, it's one of the things to watch for. That would be something of a shock and a surprise if they were concerned enough about the potential lawsuit that they invite Larry to participate in the debate. Jeff Duncan, who played a prominent role providing testimony to Fawny Willis and for the charges against President Trump and 18 colleagues in the Fulton County, Georgia. Jeff Duncan was on CNN and talking about the state of the Republican race right now. And he made the point that poll after poll after poll shows that there are 35% of Republicans who are very loyal to President Trump, who are very, very devoted to trying to bring him back to the White House. But that means there's 65% of Republicans who are open to other GOP candidates. And what does that mean for the debaters as they assemble on the stage tonight? This is the former lieutenant governor. He just served one term. but Jeff Duncan of Georgia on CNN. Listen.
This just is continues to be a painful experience for Republicans. I think this is a part of our painful learning experience, quite honestly, and healing, right? We're going to have to accept the fact that Donald Trump didn't get cheated out of this victory. We just simply lost. And unfortunately, we're going to continue to pay the price over and over and over again. I do think this debate coming up tomorrow without him being there is a really good opportunity for the other eight that are going to be there. And we're going to certainly separate the haves from the have-nots, those that are able to openly admit that Donald Trump is lying to us and that we need to move past him and we need to beat Joe Biden. And then you're going to have the have-nots, in my opinion, that are going to show up there and still try to pacify the 35% that no matter what happens, they're going to support Donald Trump. He could literally be locked up in prison with two ankle guards and ankle bracelets, and they would still support him and vote for him. It's the 65% of Republicans that are still approachable that we need to focus our efforts on.
And focus those efforts. There's actually a piece by Governor Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire. He's just leaving as governor of New Hampshire, and let's hope that the Republicans keep that seat. But Chris Sununu says that basically what has to happen is Republican candidates, who, including people who are going to be part of these debates tonight, need to winnow down the field and unify for the purpose of actually redeeming the party. We will be speaking to Governor Sununu tomorrow and be getting his reaction to the debates that occur tonight. And coming up, we're going to be speaking with David Drucker of the Dispatch, who is there in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is actually is a city that had a lot to recommend it. I mean, not just beer, but that too. But the city of Milwaukee is where the convention is going to be held, and the convention, of course, about a year from now. No, really, it's a ways away. And that at that point, they will make the final decision. And given the age and the nature of this current presidential race, I do not believe it's going to be over at the end of the debate tonight or going to be over anytime soon. It's going to be a long twilight struggle. That was the phrase John Kennedy used to describe the Cold War in his inaugural address. What other memorable words will we be hearing starting tonight? We will get to that in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.